This is Sharon Bornholt with the Louisville Gals Real Estate Blog, and I'm back here today with a mini podcast for Let's Talk Real Estate Investing. And I want to talk today about farm areas, and I have four tips for learning about your farm area. Now, if you're a real estate agent, this is going to be a familiar term to you. But if you're an investor, maybe not so much. So I want to talk about exactly what a farm area is. And a farm area is a particular area that you decide on that you want to invest in. So before you even begin to buy your first investment property, you have to decide on an area to invest in or a couple of areas. You simply can't be an expert in the whole city when you're just starting out. So once you've decided on your area, then you're going to have to get a little bit creative and learn all of the things you need to know about your area. Now, first and foremost, you know that this information is available on the MLS, but a great many people don't have access to the MLS. So you can go out and do some research on the homes that are sold. Maybe on Zillow, you can look at actual sold. You can get an idea of what things are selling for. Like I said, if you're lucky, you'll be able to get comps. And if you're targeting a particular neighborhood, that's a pretty simple process. But let's just assume for a minute that you don't have access to the MLS. So I'm going to give you four tips for learning your farm area. Now, the first one is to just simply get in your car on Sundays and go to open houses. This is a great way to find about home values in a particular neighborhood. I did this years ago when I first opened my home inspection company. I would take a coffee mug full of goodies and give it to the agent in the open house. You know, I had things like a pen, a pad of paper, certainly a business card with my name on it, maybe other things that had my phone number or logo on them, but I also put in there some goodies, you know, like a tea bag or a little hot chocolate pouch and just something to say, I'm going to take up a little bit of your time. I want to meet you, and here's a little gift I have for you. But I can tell you that this really helped me to build my business. You know, agents are a wealth of information. So that brings us to tip number two in working with agents. So you can use this principle of going to open houses to meet with your local real estate agents, you know, same as if you're buying investment property. But what you need to do is you need to introduce yourself, and right up front you need to tell them you're an investor and you're doing research on a particular area. Also, let them know that you want to be added to their list of investor buyers. And if they come across a house that might meet your specifications, you would appreciate a call. You can also tell them that you would be happy to, you know, send any leads their way that were for houses that won't work for you for your investing strategies. But this will help familiarize yourself with the neighborhoods, and it will help you determine what the houses are actually selling for in your target area. Realtors can also tell you things like, this is a high crime area, or this is a bad street in this little town or whatever. But if they're an experienced agent, they will know things that you don't know. But it has to be a give and take. It has to be a two-way street. You have to figure out a way that you can add value to them, and always, of course, thank them for their time and for helping to educate you about your business that you're trying to learn, you know, your real estate investing business. The other reason that you should network with real estate agents would be number three, and that is because they have something called pocket listings. Now, agents have these all the time. So what are pocket listings? Well, they are houses that the agent has just put under contract and have not even made it onto the MLS. In most areas, there will be a specific period of time during which the house must be entered into the MLS. It's 24 hours in a lot of areas. You know, they give the agent 24 hours to get the house in the MLS. Whatever the requirement is for your state, there's usually a short period of time when the agent can simply call his or her list and try to get it sold. So why might they want to do that? Well, it's not unusual for realtors to get calls from past clients about houses that are in need of a lot of repairs, or maybe they're just plain junkers. So when their good class client says, I have a rundown rental in a bad part of town to unload, the agent doesn't want to say to this person, no, I don't want that one. I only want your good houses. But in reality, they don't really want to invest a lot of time and advertising dollars on this house to get it sold. So if it is an investor type of deal and they can make a phone call or two without getting it sold, then it's a win-win for everyone. It's a win for the seller of the house, it's a win for the agent, and it's a win for that investor. So you get a great deal and they look good to their seller. You know, they've gotten this house sold. They get to keep the entire commission, which in many cases isn't a whole lot of money because it's a lower end house, but they just get rid of a whole lot of headaches. Like I said, and they look good in the process. So it is truly a win-win for everyone. Now, tip number four is about working with landlords. Another thing that I like to do when I buy investment property is to, and I want to get a general idea of the market in a particular area, is to call on houses for rent. It's invaluable for a real estate investor to have these landlord connections and to find out what a house will rent for in a particular area. It's really critical in making your offer, because if you're planning to buy a rental house and you estimated your cost, will be $700 per month. That includes the mortgage, your holding costs, and everything. You'll be counting on getting a rent that will allow you to cover your costs and to cover, to hopefully get a little bit of cash flow. So if you find out then that those houses will only rent for $600 or $650 a month, they can save you from making a costly mistake. You know, they're going to know what the houses will actually rent for. So don't just kind of estimate what you think it will be without any knowledge. So talking to experienced landlords in your area is a great way to find out what the rents actually are. Now, I did a video a little while back, and I'll put the link to that on looking folks up on the tax assessor site, looking up like a particular street. I think the street I used in this case was a street called Lincoln in my area, where all I did was type it into the PBA or the tax assessor site, and then just looking at all of the houses on those few blocks of Lincoln, you could see there were multiple investors in there. So you know that those are folks you could reach out to. You know they're going to be landlords. If there's a for rent sign in front of one of those houses, just call up the landlord, and in most cases, they'll be happy to give you the information. Now, if you are an investor, and let's say you're going to be a wholesaler, be sure and keep that person's name and find out, would they be interested in other properties in that area? Tell them it's your farm area and ask if they'd like a call when you find a property. So, like I said, look at how it can be a win-win for everyone. So let me know if you have any questions on farm areas. Just reach out to me on the blog, and I'll be happy to answer any question that you might have. This is Sharon Vornholt with the Louisville Gals Real Estate Blog, and let's talk real estate investing, and I'll be back soon with another show. Thanks so much.